there, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're listening while you write, while you clean, or while you procrastinate writing, I see you. Today's episode's called Writing When You Don't Feel Like It. And yeah, we're going there. I want to talk about what it means to be a creative person when you don't feel like creating. It's real, it's messy, and it happens to all of us. Even the ones who seem like they're always posting word count wins and celebrating writing sprints. So let's dig in. Now there's this idea floating around, especially online, that writers are just magical inspiration factories. That we wake up, sip some tea, stare out a rainy window, and pour out pages of perfect prose. Well, I don't know who started that rumor, but let me tell you, some days I'd rather scrub the grout in my shower than write another word. There are days when I open the document and immediately open something else. Email, Pinterest, a random BuzzFeed quiz about which magical creature I am. I'm a phoenix, in case you're wondering. Writing isn't always fun. It's not always pretty, and it definitely is not always easy. So why do we hit these walls? Well, sometimes it's burnout. We've been pushing too hard for too long. Sometimes it's fear. Fear that we're not good enough or that the words won't come out the way we want them to. Sometimes it's just life. You didn't sleep well. The laundry's overflowing. Your kid is sick. You're juggling a job or a business or a thousand other responsibilities. And sometimes the story just isn't playing nice. The plot isn't clicking. The characters are flat. You're in the dreaded mushy middle of the book. If this is you, you're not broken. You're just human. But here's the thing. I still write, even when I don't feel like it. Not every day, and not perfectly, but I do show up. Here's a few tricks that work for me. Number one, start small. I'll write a warm-up sentence, sometimes something unrelated, a diary entry from a character, or just one paragraph to get my brain moving. Number two, I change the setting. Sometimes a new location helps. I'll go outside, head to a coffee shop, or even just move to a different room. I'm grateful to have my new office, by the way. I skip ahead. Number three, I skip ahead. If I'm stuck in a boring scene, I'll jump to something fun. A fight, a kiss, a magical reveal, anything to re-spark excitement. Number four, I'll use a timer. I'll set 10 minutes and promise myself I can stop after that. Usually once I start, I want to keep going. Number five, I talk to a reader. I remind myself why I'm writing. Maybe someone's waiting for the next chapter. Maybe a fan message lifts my spirits. That connection matters. And hey, some days it's three sentences. That still counts. Now let me be clear. Sometimes the best thing you can do is not write. If your brain is foggy, if your body is tired, if you've been pushing through stress or pain, rest is productive. We live in a culture that praises hustle. But creativity doesn't work that way. It needs space, and you are still a writer, even if you don't write today. Sometimes stepping away is exactly what your story needs. You come back refreshed, refilled. So give yourself permission. Rest is not the enemy of progress. It's part of the progress. And it's part of the process, too. So if you're in a slump right now, if the words aren't flowing and you feel like giving up, I just want to say this. You're not alone. You're not behind. You're not bad at this. You're building something, brick by brick, even if today feels like a setback. Your story is waiting, and it'll still be there tomorrow. Take a breath. Take a nap. Take a walk. Then come back when you're ready. And the words will come. Well, thank you for being here today and spending part of your day with me. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear about it. Message me, tag me, or show me how you work through creative slumps. And if you're still listening, that means you're already doing the brave work of showing up. That counts more than you know. Well, until next time, keep writing, keep dreaming, and don't be afraid to rest when you need it.